I'm Uncle Skeeter, and this is a Cheese Please Christmas with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hi, how you doing? Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me? Hi, okay, good, good. Hi, how you doing? It's another edition of Cheese Please, right here with your host, Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
Oh, I tell you, it's a little crazy here in the toy department of the department store in this town we've been hanging out for a few days. And we've decided to take some of our money and help make a wonderful Christmas for some kid. Because we saw that Christmas tree display that was wanting for needy kids. Wasn't it, Daffodil? Something like
yes,
that?
Yes, you take a name off the tree and then you buy presents for that kid.
So I never thought I'd be in the toy department. It's been some time since I've actually been in a toy department. But wow, look at all these toys, Daffodil.
Lots of fun things to play with.
I mean, there's all kinds of like little toy trucks there. There's one that looks like an ambulance and there's a cop car next to it.
And a fire truck.
And is that He-Man dude? I don't know.
I think you're a little behind on your toys.
Well, I don't know. I thought the 80s are back, Daffodil. I don't know.
Not that way, no.
Oh, well, maybe he's not He-Man. Maybe he's just like that big guy. That's all I can say because I don't even... I can't even see the name on the label here. That's kind of weird. Anyway, we decided to do the show here in the toy department to give it more of a Christmassy feel. So we're going to play some songs that is a Cheese Please Christmas, of course. Like, for example, give me some names, Daffodil.
Of what? Of songs?
Yeah, what we're going to play, yes.
Oh, we're going to play some Elmo songs?
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to play Walter Brennan.
Yes.
And we're going to play National Lampoon.
Oh.
That's not very Christmassy sounding.
No. We're starting off with some interesting Christmas stuff. We've got Elmo and Patsy. You remember them? The grandma got run over by a reindeer?
No, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, we're not playing that song, but we're going to play Percy the Puny Poinsettia shortly. But we're starting off with whatever happened after Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off Santa.
Right here on
Cheese Please Christmas.
No doubt you can remember Grandma's passing. That tragic, mournful tale so often sung. The prime suspect is one of Santa's reindeer in the world's most famous case of hit and run. One day while grieving Grandpa watched the TV, he heard some advertising lawyers swear they'd win a multi-million dollar settlement and make his loss much easier to bear. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa, that's what Grandpa's gonna do. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa, cause Grandma would have wanted him to. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa, he knows the law is on his side. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa, Santa's going for a ride. Yesterday the judge arraigned the reindeer. Rudolph was the first to take the stand. They asked him for the truth about old Santa. Rudy said he's just a fat and jolly man. Now Santa is before the prosecution. He looks a little thinner on the stand. And if they take away his flying license, there won't be any Christmas in the land. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa, that's what Grandpa's gonna do. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa, cause Grandma would have wanted him to. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa, he thinks the law is on his side. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa, Santa's going for a ride. Now Santa and the reindeer wait the verdict, delivered by a jury of their peers. Six fat men with long and flowing whiskers, and half a dozen poker-faced reindeer. Now Grandpa gets a TV for his suffering, and Santa is declaring bankruptcy. But listen closely, and you'll hear the lawyers singing jingle bells as they collect their fee. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa. That's what Grandpa's gonna do. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa, 'cause Grandma would have wanted him to. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa. He thought the law was on his side. Grandpa's gonna sue the pants off of Santa. Santa's going for a ride, and Grandpa's riding by his side, 'cause the lawyers took him for a ride.
Can you believe all the crap that's been called Christmas music? Neither can we. That's why we bring you a Cheese Please Christmas.
Percy the puny poinsettia, hanging his bloom in dismay. If they had just kept him wetter, he'd be a houseplant today. Folks like the other plants better. Now he's alone on the shelf. Even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself. Holiday shoppers would stop at the counter and pick out a plant to take home. One at a time, all his friends were adopted, till Percy was left all alone. Percy, the puny poinsettia, hanging his bloom in dismay. If they had just kept him wetter, he'd be a houseplant today. Folks like the other plants better. Now he's alone on the shelf. Even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself. Then into the shop on the day before Christmas came a poor little girl who was crying. But when she saw Percy, her eyes opened wide and she said,
"Can I please make him mine?"
Now Percy, the puny poinsettia, is standing beside Mr. Tree. His leaves have never been redder. He's as proud as a flower can be. Somebody made him feel better, rescued him off of the shelf. Even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself. Even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself.
With Percy the puny poinsettia.
That's a bit of a tongue twister, you know.
Yeah, really. Elmo and Patsy. And before that, we had Dr. Elmo. Grandpa is going to sue the pants off Santa. Which
I was really expecting a little furry orange creature to be singing those songs.
Why?
Because that's what I think of when I think of Elmo.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Tickle me, Elmo.
No. That's Dr. Elmo, as in Elmo and Patsy. And I was sort of thinking like the whole Charlie Brown Christmas tree with Percy the puny poinsettia. Don't you think, Daffodil? You know?
Yes, I like that. Oh. I like that he actually got picked.
Yeah, exactly. My name is Starftoon.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky and the warp that is Christmas time.
On location here in the toy aisle here of the department store. Oh.
Somebody just got told they couldn't have that $100 toy.
No. Yeah, really? I mean, you got to take your parents to the toy aisle and just basically, you know, the whole credit card thing. Charge it. You know,
I actually have a funny story to tell you about that.
Oh, I got to hear this.
I have a friend who has a little girl.
Yes.
And she said to her mom, you know, I really want this some toy that's like $200 for Christmas.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask Santa for it because that way you don't have to pay for it.
Ah, good idea. In theory.
In theory.
In reality, what was it?
Well, in reality, Mom just made a face and said, I don't think Santa has enough of those toys for you to bring one this year.
Oh, that's the way to get out of it. Yeah, yes. Well, normally, you know, just go to this toy line. I wish we had a lot of money. I would have fun with all these toys here in the van.
I think we need to play more music because that's what we do best.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. We've got Kung Fu Christmas coming up with National Lampoon. That's kind of odd. But we're starting off, since you're talking about toys and kids and all that stuff, we have A Daddy's Christmas with Albert Brooks and Little Christy. Right here on...
It's a Cheese Please Christmas.
Daddy, why is there Christmas?
Well, honey, that's what this record is all about. What did you ask me, sweetheart?
About Christmas. What am I getting, Daddy?
What am I getting, Daddy? You know, honey, we're all guilty of saying that. But I didn't hear you asking what you were giving. And getting without giving, honey, is like eating without swallowing. It's disgusting.
I don't understand.
Yes, you do, sweetheart. Remember what I told you once about Santa?
Anita?
No, pumpkin. Santa Claus, sweetheart.
You said he knows when you're sleeping and he knows when you're not sleeping. So for goodness sake.
Well, darling, your paraphrasing makes me chuckle. Sometimes I wonder if through sheer stupidity, children aren't just as smart as any grown-up. Anyway, lovey, Santa knows who's asleep and who's not. But he also knows something else. He knows the meaning of Christmas. And do you know what that is?
It's all about love and sharing love and giving.
That's beautiful, Dumpling.
How'd you make love, Daddy?
Well, it's a complicated process, sugar, and it really has nothing to do with Christmas.
Does it have anything to do when you cover Mommy with...
No, honey.
Raisins?
Honey, you want that bicycle, don't you?
Yes.
All right, then let me ask you a question. What are you getting Daddy for Christmas?
Nothing. You hate presents.
Sweetie, have you taken leave of your little senses? Daddy loves presents.
Gave you a present last year. You didn't like it.
Well, honey, I didn't go crazy over it. It was a drawing of a zebra.
But I made it.
Well, you make noise too, sugar. So what? Look, I'm glad you brought this up now. Now listen, kitten. Would you like me to draw you a bike or give you a bike?
Give you. Give.
Give, all right?
Give.
Exactly, Cupcake.
You want a real zebra?
Do I want a... Honey, look. Daddy wants something real. Something that isn't made with your little paste and crayons. Between you and the rest of this adorable little family, Daddy has 9 closets full of arts and crafts. Here, sweetie, here's $20. Buy Daddy something for a change, okay? Go to a little store. Get Daddy something he can wear. Something he can plug in. Something he can at least return. Daddy hasn't gotten a real gift since he graduated from high school. Oh, isn't this adorable? Sweetheart, come here. Say one more thing for Daddy. Wish all these nice people listening a Merry Christmas.
No.
Uh-oh. Looks like Santa's gonna leave some little girl off his bicycle list.
Oh, no, he isn't. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Chestnuts roasting over an open tailpipe, or engine, or heck, we can actually start a fire on the side of the road. Recorded live from the van, this is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Oh, there. Yeah. Leave it there.
In the ghetto street, a desperate boy who wants something to eat,
'cause he's dead on his feet.
To the man in the squad car, it's just his beat.
don't care. He don't live there.
He lives in Queens.
Not Manhattan or the Bronx or Brooklyn. Oh.
A thief on the roof. A mugger in the hall.
Stick him up, stick him up.
A baby on the floor. Eating paint off the wall.
How's he gonna grow tall?
But there's one time of year that brings joy to one and all.
When every race has a smile on its face. Junkie on the corner of the pusher uptown. Digging the Utah sands and skating down. Holiday colors of red and green. Turkey's big and fat and the gang's the lead.
His hat and he says,
have a kung fu Christmas.
Have a kung fu Christmas. Oh.
Living in the ghetto, you always lose. They'll shoot you for your socks and they'll stick you for your shoes. When you're a super bad dude, you pay super bad dues. There's a man coming today with lots of loot. He got a pink moe sleigh, a red and white fur suit. He's a super fly guy, and he's awful cute.
He's about to arrive, bringing jingle bell jive. Santa Claus making the soul train soon. Eeny, meeny, and miny, moe.
Eeny, meeny,
frost in the hair, snow up your nose. Diamond in the back, trimmed with holly.
Oh,
girls up on the street, and I'm feeling jolly. Christmas Eve's coming with the last minute bustle. Santa tells the elves you better do the hustle.
Hey,
better
baby.
Yes, darling.
I'd like to do something extra special for you on this Christmas.
What's that, baby?
I just want to make you feel real good.
How you gonna do that, sugar?
I thought maybe I'd buy you a big house in the south of France.
Oh, I don't want to live in France.
Well, why don't I buy you a big glass bottom boat then, honey?
Oh, darling, I don't want no fish looking up my skirt.
Oh, sweetheart, I just want to make you feel good.
Well, what you gonna do, darling?
Well, I tell you what, baby, let me ask you, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, baby, I just want a kung fu Christmas.
Jeez, please! Oh, that's a little adult-oriented Christmas, I think. Just a bit.
Just a bit.
I'm sorry, we shouldn't be in the toy aisle for when I played that. I don't know. I'm sure you can forgive me. Anyway, before that, though, we had Albert Brooks and Little Christy. I think Albert Brooks was about to have a meltdown there for a second. And Daddy's Christmas here on the show this week. My name is Starftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird Christmas style.
And all these people shopping for toys here in the toy aisle, and I'm very happy that we paid, what was his name? I gave him $5 to look the other way and not kick us out of the aisle.
Oh, you mean the security guard?
Yes.
Joe.
That's what I... Is that his real name?
I don't know. That's what he said. You can call me Joe.
Oh, well, thank you, Joe, for letting us do the show. And we're going to buy some toys, so it's good. Have you decided on what we're getting yet?
Well, the name we picked is a little girl. So
okay.
We're getting a doll.
What was her name again?
Susie.
Oh, Susie. So
Susie wants a doll.
So, okay.
You give her a doll.
So we're getting a doll. We can afford a doll. Dolls aren't that expensive.
Depends on the doll.
Oh, does it come with accessories? Is that a problem?
We're going to get at least one outfit.
Okay. And how much is said outfit? Is it a lot of money? We don't have a lot.
It's in our budget.
I'm
being careful with the money.
I didn't know we had a budget.
Well, we only have so much we can spend on a gift.
Okay, fine. We'll talk about this more off air, but we're going to play a couple more songs here. We got Charlie Starr coming up with the Christmas Twist, because I always think of Christmas anytime I want a twist, much like Chubby Checker. But we're starting off with the Ping Pongs. Ping Pongs? Okay. And Don't Wait Until Christmas.
No, don't want to wait till Christmas.
Oh, I can't read. I'm sorry.
Right here on... Cheese, please.
I don't want to wait till Christmas. It's too far away.
Johnny Jones just couldn't wait till Christmas. Jing, 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 jing. Cause Christmas seemed so very far away. Jing, 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 jing. So he wrote a letter to Santa. And this is what he had to say. Cause it seems so far away. He don't wanna wait till Christmas. Well, Santa might give all the toys away, 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 away. That very night, while Johnny Jones was sleeping, jing, 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 jing. He had a dream that Santa came his way. Jing, 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 jing. Santa jumped right down the chimney, and this is what he had to say.
You get a train, oh, you get a bike. Well, you get some skates, just what you like. Well, you get a dog, you get a cat. Well, and they'll be friends, I'll see to that. I gotta make the toys, so I must leave. But I'll be back on Christmas Eve.
Now he's gonna wait till Christmas. Oh, it seems so far away. Now he's gonna wait till Christmas. Cause he knows Santa's coming his way.
Bringing joy to the world this holiday season, one slice at a time. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
With none other than Charlie Starr doing the Christmas Twist. Just don't knock down the presents while you do it, or for that matter, the Christmas tree.
I was just going to say, I could see them twisting right into the tree, and the tree going...
Oh, crash! Well, fortunately, I haven't run into any trees here in the store yet. There's some rather cool ones here. Can we try to get that 15-footer in the van, Daffodil?
You can't stand up in the van.
Oh, yeah.
So what makes you think a 15-foot tree is going to fit in the van?
Well, it looks so great here on the floor. Just look at over here. I mean,
one of those little 2-foot-tall models, we might be able to fit in the van.
Oh, well, that seems kind of small.
Little puny tabletop tree.
I just like to put like a large, massive tree here in the van. Maybe I can cut a hole at the top of the van and see.
No.
I'm just thinking out loud. I don't plan to do that, but... This be kind of cool. Anyway, my name is Starftoot.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are winding down with another episode of Cheese Please Christmas.
And I think we're leaving the toy aisle finally with a nice doll for little Susie and a couple outfits. Actually, the couple outfits aren't exactly expensive, so that works out quite well.
It's buy one, get one free. Good sale here in the store today.
Oh, I don't know what to say. I'm just very excited to actually go out and do this. This is the first time we've ever done this. So, a bit of a public service announcement from Starftoot and Daffodil. If you have a chance to do something for someone, for the needy, you know, like a little kid that actually wants a toy or that, go out and do it this holiday season.
It gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Oh, it's just, it really does. It really makes you feel good about yourself and your life. In general, even though we're driving around in a van looking for cheesy music everywhere we go,
we try to do good deeds.
You know, that's what it's all about. So keep that in mind. That's my public service announcement for the day.
Your seasonal announcements.
Anyway, we're wrapping up the show by playing old Walter Brennan. We played him before, but not this song. A Good Year for Santa Claus. Until next week, when we bring you more of A Cheese Please Christmas, I'm Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and thank you for joining us for this seasonal edition of the wacky warps in the world that we like to call Cheese Please.
It's going to be a good year for Santa Claus. At our house, there's hardly room for another gift neath the tree. But when I was a boy one year, he nearly got lost. Almost didn't get around to me. You see, I was the youngest, and Dad called to me one day. Said he'd found a nice tree to cut down. So we hauled it home, and I could hardly wait for the gifts to start piling around. It kept getting closer to Christmas Eve, and the tree was still barren. Not a gift of any kind. Then one evening, Dad called us together and said something about it being hard times. Christmas Eve, we sat listening to it storm. Till Mom called, "It's time for bed." Dad said, "Run along, son. I'll keep watching for him." Then kind of to his chef, he said, "What with this and that and now the weather, old Santa just might have got lost. But you can just bet it won't storm forever. It's just been a bad year for Santa Claus." But I couldn't figure it out, but I lay there trying. And before dropping off to sleep in my prayers, I mentioned Dad being worried about hard times and Santa having a bad year. But Christmas morning, Dad shook me awake. Said, "Come on out of the barn and see what Santa brought." And there in the corner by his mother lay the prettiest newborn colt you ever saw. So what with this and that and then the weather, old Santa don't never get lost. And you can just bet it don't storm forever. It's going to be a good year for Santa Claus.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.